This is a recording of the fourth grade class practicing their drumming. A video of it is projected onto a screen at the front of the school board meeting room.
That's Thomas. He's got a good knack for it.
Matt Lenhardt is explaining to board members what's going on, which students are playing what instruments. He's been the music teacher for the school district for about 20 years.
See that she starts. We bring in my layers. Next is maraca. The wiro. Oh, conga. That's Addison.
Some school board members nod their head in time. Others tap their feet. A few more videos are shown. Here's the fifth grade class practicing a song from Africa.
A little faster.
The school has had the drums for many years, ever since the Kodiak Island drummers visited Petersburg. The visiting group had wanted some drums to be here already, so the school's Partners in Education, or PIE group, purchased them. Since then, the drums had only been used in class occasionally, until this year. Last summer, Lenhardt took a week-long class in Washington on how to teach drumming to students. More drums were purchased through the school's budget and a grant from PIE. The drumming program then started up this fall. Lenhardt says it's a very involved class with a lot of participation. A big theme in the curriculum is about communication and understanding.
Understanding of different cultures. The tradition we're using comes from West Africa primarily and also Latin America. It teaches kids how to listen to others, just not only musically, but just, you know, ideally listen to each other's, what someone has to contribute.
But explaining how drumming works only goes so far. To really understand the program's worth, Lenhardt asks the school board members to give it a try. Some school board members situate their chairs in front of tall, brightly colored congas. Others stand with hand percussion instruments. Lenhardt asks Irene Littleton, the district's administrative assistant, to keep the timeline. That's the main beat that leads the others.
It's just this.
Littleton has experience having played drums in high school. There are high, medium, and low drum beats. Everyone is taught their own rhythm to play. Then the group puts it all together. This is the first ensemble that both fourth and fifth grade classes learn in the program. It has a 4-4 time beat. Lenhardt says the program reaches some students who have trouble engaging in school.
And then I've seen some kids who I know have had some difficulty with reading and just general being in school. They weren't very good at that either, but they just gradually kind of buy in and engage, and those skills improved and their behavior improved too. I mean, I know it's not a miracle cure, but I think when you have everyone involved like that and engaged, I gotta get this right. Things just start lining up and it makes your brain happy.
The students will be performing the drumming songs for their peers on Wednesday, May 31st at the school's end-of-the-year assembly. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.